Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, live on the red carpet again tonight for the Vaughan International Film Festival. This is day two, and it's in its 11th year. Now, tonight we have the International Screening Block 1. These are international shorts that have been submitted from all over the world. There's some very interesting films going to be seen tonight, and we'll have more on that later. We also have some really key interviews with some key players, including sponsors, and so much more, so please stay with us. So I'm sitting here with Arianna Baldessere, who is part of Green Park Developments, and it's her family business, actually. And Green Park is a presenting sponsor of the Vaughan International Film Festival. So it's really an honor to have you here. Thank you for joining me, Arianna.
Thank you for having me.
And Arianna, you're a CEO of a big building firm in the Toronto, Ontario. It's your family business. Tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in that family and also what it is like being a woman in your position.
So my grandfather started Green Park Group and with two other men, and now he is the CEO, and he just promoted me to vice president of the company. And so there's 17 of us. There's my grandfather, and then there's three sons, and there's Mauro, Armando, and Mike, and I am the middle son's eldest daughter. And growing up in the family business, my grandfather was always talking about us getting involved with the family, and like growing up, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was a dancer for like 17 years.
Wow.
And eventually when I went to school for graphic communications, I finished and I knew that I wanted to just dive right in. I said to my grandfather, I'm ready. But I always was kind of involved. Like at 8 years old, I would go in and just like do nothing. But I loved getting dressed up, going to work, having an office there. So it was really nice to see.
But what are some of the challenges of working with family?
Honestly, I don't think there are any because I work with my dad directly, and then my grandfather as well. My grandfather, I can tell he turns the grandfather and boss on and off with me. I think because I'm like his grandchild. My dad, he's an amazing man. So it's very, there are challenges where it comes to you bring your work home.
Yes.
So it's always, we're always talking about work, but I love it because I'm also involved. So it's kind of my life, right?
But okay, so there's the work in the family, and then there's the work being a woman in a traditionally male-dominated industry, and also with the family. Do you ever find that there is some challenges there, or some, you know, thinking of, you know, women belong in the home, or women do your job but go home and do your womanly duty? Is there any of that going on?
My grandfather never really looked at me as a woman. He looked at me as, well, obviously as a woman, but he didn't look at me as, because he's so traditional, you would think that he would look at me as like a woman belongs at home, do all that stuff, but he never doubted my ability to be in the company. And I think that me being the first kind of head role at Green Park, it really gives an outside perspective when people look in like, wow, we're changing, we're evolving, because this has been now 55 years of just men-dominated company, and it's beautiful now that I can stand for women and have a say in a big business like ours.
And how do you feel your approach and what you bring to the table will change Green Park, not only at the corporate level, but in the way you design houses?
I think that especially I have a love for interior design, and I can see, especially because my grandfather, he doesn't have Instagram, or even my like uncles and my dad don't have really social media. So it's nice to see that I can take a younger perspective and bring them into our home. So I know now there's a big grow in like the modern industry of home building. So I can show them actual statistics of what people are buying and what people are enjoying to see. So now we see all over social media that people are loving condos. So I can take my young perspective and even ask my friends like what they would like to see in a condo, what they would want from a home builder and bring that into the business, which I think is very fresh and new, because my grandfather never really had that type of opportunity growing
so
up.
So is Green Park new getting into condo building? Because they were typically known for home building.
So we started building our first high-rise in 2009. And now we have, I know this number, we have 16 high-rises up, 16 towers up, and we are heading towards 52 in the next few years.
And with all the influences around home building from China, from Japan, even from Europe, what do you see maybe might be some trends we should be looking for when we go out to shop for a new home or new condo in the greater Toronto area?
So I definitely think that everything is building up. And personally, I love a condo because I feel like it's less maintenance. There's even a concierge system that's maybe more safer for someone living on their own. I think that
Not always, of course.
But I just, like, personally, I feel that for me, just as a single woman, like, living on their own in a condo, I just feel more protected when I know that someone's downstairs. But I think that we can look forward to seeing a lot of more people living in a condo. And because right now the housing market, like, it's very expensive for someone single to buy.
And the influx, predicted influx of immigration.
Yes, of course. So now I think that I'm just looking forward to seeing what we can build and how we can evolve in the high-rise condominiums, just to see, because we're not new, but I believe that we have amazing, amazing high-rises out there that sell out. So
what do you feel is like a top hallmark of Green Park building?
We build it better is our slogan. So we believe that community building is amazing, and we always want to make sure everyone feels safe and has a good community surrounding everyone. We always make sure wherever we build that there's amazing amenities around the building. So we'll never build in a subdivision that has nothing to offer. So every time we offer a condo, a housing unit, even, everything around there is already a community in itself, so you will feel like you belong somewhere immediately when you move in.
Now, we started this segment by saying that you are a presenting sponsor, or rather Green Park is a presenting sponsor of the Bond International Film Festival, and there's been a connection there for a while. How have you seen the festival change and grow? And what else would you like to see happen with it?
So this year is actually my first year at the festival, and I love how everything has been and how it's turned out. Right now we are at the international filming process, and we're watching all the short films, which have been amazing so far. I don't have any negative things to say, only positive things.
Well, of course, but I'm asking, what would you like to see differently?
More people come out to these events because they're so much fun, and I believe that because we are a community in Vaughan, that I just want to see maybe more advertising for people to come to these things, because I feel like a lot of people don't really know about even things that are happening in our community. So I believe maybe next year and the years to come that maybe Green Park will help advertise more and more for this amazing festival.
Well, that sounds very, very good. So now, in closing, I want to give you a little shameless promotion. So go ahead and tell us, you know, some of the new developments you have underway and your website and where we can go to learn more about Green Park Development.
So you can find us at greenpark.com. And right now we have high-rises coming out from Milton, Richmond Hill, and we just launched 5 towers in Vaughan, which I'm super excited about. Well, not just launched, we just sold out of all five towers in Vaughan. And we are building low-rise. You can find all of our low-rise houses and our high-rise all on our website.
And what is the website?
Greenpark.com.
Greenpark.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay, do you have anything else you want to just say in closing?
Green Park is very happy to be the presenting sponsor this year at the Vaughan International Film Festival, and we can't wait for Thursday and the awards night.
Me neither. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for being with us today on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, signing off for the international screenings at the Vaughan International Film Festival. Yeah. Please remember to like, comment, and share our post with all your family and friends. You will find us everywhere on the TV streaming side, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, and the list goes on. On the audio podcast side, you're on iHeartRadio, Apple, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, Anchor, and that list goes on. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please check the links in the show notes below. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already done so, and that you can support us in one of two ways as we continue to bring you the best lifestyle content on the web, covering lifestyle and also encroaching on women's and business issues. You can support us by getting a Jeanette's TV t-shirt or sweatshirt with the JTV logo and tagline, or an inspirational saying made by me and a previous guest. The choice is yours. And you also get to choose your color and size, and it's all wrapped up and sent to you with shipping and handling right to your front door. To find out more about how you can order, please check the links below. Again, thanks for being with us, and remember, until next time, continue to be fabulous.